initially, when he started to run for president, Rupert was on Twitter before he was well advised to stop being on Twitter. And he was very critical of Trump. So he was never a great admirer of Trump. I think, though, that the thing about him and Trump is that you can look at his personality and the fact that he's basically a weirdo. But you can also look at things he's done in terms of regulation, whether you agree or not. There's a lot of support among the conservative movement, regulation, taxation. So there are things he's done or allowed to be done. I don't think he's particularly got great ideology at all, Trump. I think he's just a pragmatist. But a lot has been done that people of the right like. And so that's where he's getting his support. And even though he appears on the face of it to be in quite serious trouble with what he may or may not have done wrong, it's surprising the extent to which opinion polls across the country, of the people that voted for him, there was a poll, and it's interesting this, if it's accurate, but there's a poll done of those people who voted for him. And the last time I looked at it, I think 91% of the people who voted for him said they'd vote for him again. So it's very interesting because the vocal cords of America, if you accept Fox News, are inclined to be in the hands of his antagonists. And I share his, but broadly, I share the view of the antagonists. But it can misrepresent what's going on below the surface in the heartland of the country.